To better understand the impact of the current coronavirus shutdown of the Pocahontas County schools, we are presenting a two-part story in which we discuss these impacts with School Superintendent Terrence Beam. Mr. Beam, with the virus closing our schools, where do we stand with providing meals to our students?
Well, actually, we're serving breakfast and lunch to our students. We have three sites where we're dispersing our food from: Hillsboro, Green Bank, and Martin Elementary School. All of our cooks are working from those three sites to prepare meals to send out on our buses or are available there for delivery. If people come by to pick up, they can do that. But most of our food is being delivered on our school buses. Our buses are being manned by volunteer teachers and some of our service personnel to help disperse the food to our students. Our first day seemed to work really well. I think all of our kids are getting the opportunity to be fed. We're going to follow up on how our food delivery is going and make any alterations we need to do going forward.
Are the teachers still being paid?
Yes, everyone is still being paid for their jobs. They're on a 200-day contract. These days are not considered days off, even though the first 3 days the teachers have been given the latitude to stay home. We had a superintendent's meeting in Charleston Thursday and Friday, and actually on Sunday also, and the governor decided that they could prepare lessons and grade papers and get grade cards done and things like that from home for the first 3 days while we were preparing the food distribution and also getting our buildings clean. And so they'll be reporting to work on Thursday at this point. That was not a county decision. This was a directive from the governor and from the state superintendent of schools. Our teachers were a little bit more prepared than most. On Thursday evening, I sent out an email to my principals because I was at state superintendent's meetings and was hearing these conversations, and I just had a sneaky suspicion that something major was going to come down on Friday, which it turns out it did. So Thursday, our principals knew to alert their staff to get snow packets ready on Friday to send additional work home with the students. We already had 5 snow packets out in the communities in case we had snow days, which thankfully we've not had. But we prepared 2 extra weeks of snow packets to send out on Friday. So we're a little bit ahead of the game there. Depending on the length of this stoppage, we'll be preparing more and more virtual or online kind of lessons and also other assignments. People ask me how we'll get our snow packets back to the schools. Well, our suggestion is that when they finish a snow packet, when they pick up their meals, they can just simply give it to the drivers or the people that's helping on the bus, and they can bring the snow packets back to school. Don't want people coming to the school and delivering those kind of things. We want to keep the traffic in and out of schools to a minimum. So that's how we're doing the instruction.
What other concerns about the students are you addressing?
One of the other things that we really need to think about was the medical needs of our students. Mrs. Friel, our school nurse, was here on Sunday afternoon. We had a staff meeting with our principals and our directors, and she's been directed to follow up with our students that have the most sensitive medical issues to make sure they're doing okay. If parents need to come by and get medication for them, they can do that. They can't come into the building, but either our nurses or LPNs or the people that have the ability to disperse medication from each school will simply deliver those out to the vehicles to those parents. We're trying to make sure that the medical needs of our students are met. The Youth Health Services is actually going to be able to see students at the high school because their building is outside in the annex, not in the main building. And Green Banks is also outside in a different building. So as long as they're not coming directly into our main buildings, those services can still be provided.
Why don't you want people coming into the buildings?
It was just kind of directive that we got in our superintendent's meetings that we want to keep the traffic down as low as possible while this is going on. We're trying to clean and sanitize our buildings. And so the more people that come in and out, you never know what kind of condition they're going to come in. They may not even realize that they're infected, whether it's coronavirus or just the common cold or flu. We're just trying to eliminate that possibility if we can.
Be sure to listen to part 2 of this interview where Mr. Beam answers more of our questions about the effects of this shutdown. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.